Good evening. Thank you for inviting me to speak with you a little bit about Dharma, about practice, about life, since life is exactly what practice is. It's living, dying, this moment into the circumstances of our life. And meeting these circumstances from whatever direction they come, north, south, east, west, internally so-called, externally so-called, meeting them with the wisdom to see what's so, and to see where and how we get entangled in or miss what's so, whether it's internal or external. So in some ways, Zen Center San Diego is going through all sorts of wonderfully difficult and wonderfully simple times now. You're moving, changing place from where you are to who knows where. Or at least I don't know where. Maybe you know where you're going. And it means that we begin to discover what and how we react, whether in terms of internally or externally, react to what's happening. And it's in this reaction, or as we say in the practice principles, caught up in self-centered dream, where we miss our life because of believing the clouds of our life, the clouds of the sky, and missing the sky that is always the clouds. Not sky as something else, but our clamor, our likes and dislikes of circumstances, our reactions to them, whether we react so-called internally or so-called externally, is what enables us to meet them with wisdom, to be them, be the circumstances of our life, be the sky that is not different than the clouds, but the sky that isn't hindered by the clouds, or miss the sky because we're caught up in the clouds of what we think is and isn't or should or shouldn't, or we're caught up in the sky and we say, oh, I've got to go to the great sky. Then I'll be free from the troubles that come from this cloud that I don't like, this person who's doing that, that circumstance that's happening. And we forget that the sky is exactly the clouds. In fact, if you were to look at it closely, you would see clouds and sky are not different except for the concentration and construction of the various atoms and molecules. We notice some and we don't notice others. We like some and we don't like others. Now, this isn't something knew that I'm saying. In fact, the Buddha says, if you wish to enjoy true tranquility, unaffected by the conditions around you, then clearly it is critical to live quietly in a quiet place apart from the noise and clamor that surrounds you internally and externally. Now, of course, we think Oh, quiet place means I need to have this quiet zendo in this way, but the rest of my life, that's not quiet. That's nonsense. It's how do I be in the quiet place in the midst of the bustling clamor of the marketplace, in the midst of buying and selling and all sorts of other activities, agreeing and disagreeing, opening up the newspaper and seeing the next crazy thing, hearing people say things about me or people like me or people different than me. And fundamentally, our practice is, as it states in the Heart Sutra, seeing the emptiness of all the conditions of life. Emptiness means the fullness of the conditions of life, exactly as they are. So, you have a Zen center. You don't have a permanent place where it is. You have to find out where, how we're going to sit together again, how we sit alone, what people are doing or not doing that I agree with or don't agree with. When Joko, after Joko had some major, let's call them Zen openings, Zen enlightenment experiences, there was a time she went around and she would say, everything's not real. This is not real. That's not real. That's not real. And not real in the sense that we tend to believe our judgment about what's good and bad. Or, I shouldn't put it so abstractly, we react. We don't even know that we're believing a judgment because we don't even know the judgment. We know the reaction. The reaction we have to him saying that about me, them doing that, that they shouldn't do. Of course they shouldn't do it. I know they shouldn't do it. And that's exactly what the Buddha is talking about. Not just the Buddha. This is from something called Hachi Dainin Gaku, which is eight awarenesses of an awakened person, which is from Dogen, which is the last fascicle he did. And supposedly it's based on what the Buddha addressed as his last teaching before his death. So this appreciating serenity is the third in among the eight, enjoying serenity and tranquility. So being apart from all disturbances, of course, in the midst of being disturbed by circumstances, being apart from all these disturbances that we believe, because that's the only thing that can disturb us, is our physical and mental reactions to what's coming, what's appearing in our life. Whether it's my diagnosis that I received from the doctor, or his telling me that I lost my job, or, and you could fill in, good, bad, they're all wonderful. Clouds in the sky are wonderful to enjoy and to take part in. But if I get caught up in the clouds that I don't like, those are dark clouds, or I could say, oh, today here, it's 90 degrees, it's so hot, I'm sweating, it's so terrible, oh, and it is 90 degrees here where I am. 95, actually. I might even have reached 100. Yes. But if the sweating and heat is something I want to escape from, then we fail to see what our life practice is. It's fine to get into the air-conditioned room when that's available. It's fine to say no thank you when someone offers you something or asks you, would you like to participate in this? It's fine to discover what it is you want and don't want. And yet, how do we see the emptiness of the condition that appears without getting entangled in what I want or don't want? You all are going to continue to be going through changes as the Zen Center moves from feldspar to who knows where. Who knows where? Maybe it'll be a traveling Zendo for a while. But what we have fundamentally is this Zendo called our life. Then, wherever we are, we can appreciate the sky that has all sorts of clouds coming and going. Or we could make the point to notice, what am I believing now? Not in order to try to go to somewhere to avoid it, but just the opposite, to dive into this experiencing right now. Even to maybe notice what internally we're believing or what externally we're saying about what she said or what he did. Without seeing or doing that, then even if we sit and we can get into some sort of deep, quiet state when we're sitting, our life is useless and our practice is useless, and because we're just playing games with clouds, with playing games with conditions. Never is practice about going to someplace else to avoid disturbing thoughts, emotions, conditions. That's never it. It doesn't mean you have to stay anywhere that's disturbing. But if we're disturbed by the noisy atmosphere of life, if we're disturbed by what my neighbor is doing, sure, you can go knock on your neighbor's door and say, please turn down the music. Oh, sure. But if the neighbor is 3 blocks down and you can't, they don't even, aren't evident who they are, but you just hear the lots of noise. Or if the neighbor is so-called inside you where, again, he did that. He did it again. I told him yesterday not to do it and he did it today. This is crazy. This is crazy. Then right there, we get to see, or we get not to see and we get to suffer until we can experience the suffering in a way so that we can see, okay, what's going on right now? What's going on right now that I think my neighbor shouldn't have cut down those trees? That I think my friend should have invited me to his picnic. Why didn't he invite me? He's my friend, isn't he? Or, and you could fill in. So it's really a wonderful opportunity to consider the transitions that the Zen Center is going through, and therefore the transitions that you will go through in terms of how and where you sit together as a Sangha, as another set of clouds in the sky, exactly as they are. Being just this moment isn't being this moment in a certain way or being a moment that is a certain way, but is being just this moment. Being just this moment is very simple. And that's this, what offers us peace of mind. In the midst of wanting to pick this one and say that one's bad and this one is good, and why don't I get this good one that I wanted? See, that the whole of practice is to enable us to appreciate the serenity that is our life in which the sky and the clouds are just the dance that we're having. And even though some of the clouds seem terrible to us, some of them are going to cause a thunderstorm and lightning. And if you're in the Midwest, they might cause a tornado and you have to run down to the basement to hide out. Or if you're in where I am in Northern California, we might have a fire tomorrow because the winds are strong and it's hot up there in the hills. Who knows? There's a fire danger, fire warning out. It's red on the map. Now, of course, you in Southern California have had that too. San Diego has had fires. Some of you might not know that my wife's uncle's house is on a canyon that several years ago, the whole canyon burned up. There were some people playing with fire in the brush and at the bottom of the canyon, and the canyon burnt. Fortunately, it came up just to the edge of our property, though several neighbors down had more damage to their property. All the time, we face life and death, whether from internal or external. But if we get caught up in the likes and dislikes, then we kill ourselves while we're alive and we don't live. Now, in one sense, Zen practice is to sometimes talked about killing yourself and then be born again. But really, it's simply to be the simplicity of not entangling in likes and dislikes. Or notice when we're holding on to likes and dislikes and develop the capacity to then meet that with wisdom. With the wisdom of looking and seeing and doing what's called for right now. Okay, I talk too much. So if there's something that you want to discuss or bring up, we can maybe do something with that. I leave whoever's in charge of this Zoom to work with that.